Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, Trigger Rig, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mick?
Yeah. Doing this evening.
I'm good. Have a little bit of bad connection here. I hardly hear you.
Say that again.
I said, we have a little bit of a bad connection. I can hardly hear you. Well, can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, yeah. All right, how you doing this afternoon? This evening?
I'm all right, sir.
All right, well, how was y'all weekend down there?
Man, we had a hell of a show at the zoo this past weekend. From upstate of the Shadow Beast. Tony Bynes throwing over a show at the zoo, primetime lockdown. The upset was the white boy, the Nitrous G-Body champ, that took out Rio Tree and kept the Nitrous G-Body belt. The Shadow upset Tony Bynes in the Nightmare, and he also upset Lil Mo.
Wow. Yeah, I've been reading a little bit of that stuff with trying to stay out of as much of it as I can. So are they talking revenge?
Yeah, in due time. For the white boys to take anybody on the in the Nitrous G body on 28th. I haven't heard too much about the Nightmare and and the Shadow issue. I meant race, I'm sorry.
Okay. What the white boys now, like
5-0? That sounds about right. I'm not sure how many victories they have. But I know they're undefeated right now.
Okay. So we got to wait till Jay get on later on this evening. We had a change of hands in that last man standing OPS Outlaw Pro Street belt up here in Maryland. And roughly about 9:15 or so, we're going to have the winner of the belt in Jay Barnes on to talk about that, you know, let him speak with Jay and let him know how his day went with that.
Okay.
This weekend, real quick race report. Y'all got to excuse me if you hear a lot of excess background noise. I'm trying to do a whole bunch of things at one time today. This weekend we having a $5,000 Run What You Brung race at 75 and 80 Dragway, and I'm going to have Mr. Jay Crawford on to talk about that here in a minute. Also, Saturday, there is a Warriors 10-5 racing event at Mason-Dixon Dragway, which the gentleman who just won the belt, the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS belt. He has to defend that belt this Saturday to see if he can hold on to it. Unfortunately, I won't make it to this race myself, because I'll be at the Run What You Brung race. But I'm trying to get these guys as much fun with the belt as I can before I get my hands on it, because once I get it, I ain't going to let it go. So,
there it is.
That's about it. There's another event going on at Maryland International Raceway. That's Grudge Racing. They're going to have some big name older gentlemen out there racing. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on up here in Maryland this weekend. Looking to have some grudge races tomorrow night at Capital Raceway. And we're going to get some guys on this evening about that to speak their piece on their side of what they're doing and what the races are, how much they want to race for, and stuff like that, I guess.
All right, I got a question for you. Did you cut your hair off last weekend?
I haven't yet. I'm still holding on to it, and my excuse is because she ain't helped me take it out yet. So I've been asked that question every day to take my hair out and cut it, but I haven't done so yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's coming. It's coming. Actually, I tried to do it today, but I've been real busy today, and a lot of people that don't know, I had some troubles with my truck, so I'm trying to get my truck back on the road. And all at the same time, kind of in the process of trying to buy another one. So I just haven't really had time.
Okay.
But that's that. Let me see if I got let me get this guy's number. I need to get this. Jay Clark.
While you're doing that, I'm going to take a couple calls, okay?
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm good.
804-4629. Your mic is open.
Hey, yeah. How y'all doing on the line today? Just running there.
Hey, how you doing, sir? We good. How
all
about
right.
you?
Doing pretty good.
Will you be participating next Friday down there at BNP?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Be there with JC.
Okay. I assembled a small group of guys to come down there and invade Virginia. I didn't get all of the guys that I like to have gotten to come down, but we coming down there, we're going to do something terrible to y'all.
Okay, well, we're there. We'll be looking for some action, no doubt.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Do you have anything locked in for that date?
No, I don't have anything locked in. I'm looking for something. One guy up in Petersburg, he wanted to do some things, but I don't know what he wanted to do. But
where you say he was from?
Huh?
Where did you say he was from?
Yeah, this guy's from Petersburg.
Petersburg,
somewhere.
Okay.
Out there. Yeah, but he ain't locked nothing in, so I'm gonna be open for look. I think Saturday. That we're gonna ride down to Thunder Valley.
Okay. Yeah, I got Sean getting ready to get on and tell us about that. Matter of fact, he just texted. So, Jay, two numbers to look for here. 301-7927. And what's Jay know? Let me Sean know.
What was the first guy's name you called out? Ricky.
Good luck. 1-7-9. That's my number. Trey Ray.
Just put us on hold for a minute, but your mic. What's your name?
Trigger. Yo.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm the host of the show. Yeah, I'm the engineer of the show. Ricky put us on hold for a minute.
Oh, okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Jay Crawford.
Okay. Yeah, Ricky said you're supposed to be telling us about something you have going on.
Yeah, 75 and 8, run with your bum.
Say that again.
I said 75 and 8, run with your bum.
Uh-huh. And where is all this going to take place at?
75 and 80.
Okay. And what all classes are you having?
We're having Outlaw Drag Radio, Outlaw 10.5, 10.0 Index.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are the entry fees for these classes?
The entry fees for them?
Yeah.
hold on a second, man. my fly is just coming up. I don't want to tell you wrong.
All right.
I know it's $100 for Outlaw Drag Radio. I'm pretty sure it's $100. Yeah, okay. It's right here. I got it. It's $100 for Outlaw Per Street, $100 for Outlaw Drag Radio, Big Tire Outlaw, $100, $275 Extreme, $100 enter, 10-0 Index, $75 enter.
Okay. What time are you opening the gates up?
The gates are going to be open at 12. We're going to
everybody
start
going down the track.
Shaking them down at 1. The pit gate opens at noon on Friday. It's free testing for the guys that are going to run the show. If they're running Saturday, they can test for free on Friday. And the spectator gates open at 4 o'clock on Friday. They're going to have Friday testing tune. Okay, Saturday, the gate opens at 10 a.m. Saturday, the spec gate's going to open at 12 noon. Saturday, test and tune runs between 1 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Qualifying starts at 2 p.m. Eliminations start at 5 p.m. Bikini contest starting at 7 p.m. Fireworks going to be at 9 p.m.
So the bikini show starts at 7 and the fireworks go off at 9.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sound like a nice event you have set up there, sir.
All right. Man, we're going to have a good time, man. That's for sure.
All right. Well, bear with me. I'm going to go to a commercial break while I try to get Tricky Ricky back on the phone, people.
All right, buddy.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offer nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.crzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, Performance Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky Ricky. Ricky, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yeah, Ricky, are you there? All right, I'm going to go through the callers until we get Ricky back online.
Your Ricky winning.
202-7381. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is how you doing, Ricky.
I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's
Rick. Who's calling?
It's George. Rick. Hello?
Who's it?
It's Big George. Hello?
Big George, you trying to talk to Chicky Regan?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they got their, I think they got us mixed up, man.
Yeah, Big George, you're on the line right now. We seem to have lost Tricky Ricky for a minute, so just bear with us, and we'll try to get him back online, people.
Okay.
Big George, what do you have going on tonight?
Oh, I don't know what's going on. We will be at Capitol tomorrow, and Larry T is having a race. He has a race every July 3rd and 4th at Colonial Beach. We will be doing, I'm running the boy Eddie. Me and Eddie going to run, but really, me, Eddie, it's five Z28s. Camaro's going to be, we ain't formed no name yet, but it will be two drag radios. It'll be all 79 Z28 that we will be challenging anybody.
Go in there for a little while.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Tricky Rick?
No, Ricky's not online right now.
Can we speak with the hostess with the mostest, please?
We've seen a lost Tricky Rick. We're trying to get him back online as we speak, sir.
He's probably out there underneath the car putting a tune-up on it, isn't he?
So, Big George, you looking for action this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely looking for action. I will be at Colonial Beach on Tuesday, Larry T's race. I got one race lined up for tomorrow at Capitol. So we will be trying. We're trying, going to try Johnny Cash tomorrow. So see what we can do with him. That's about it.
Okay.
Big Joe.
Like I said, yeah.
You going to be at Ladies Night down in Virginia Motorsports Park on the 6th?
Yeah, Rick was calling me about that. He was telling me about, yeah, I'm coming. I'm going to bring the Camaro out there.
Yeah, we might want to bust you in the head or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you can get that. Everybody will get a shot at it. But it's one guy that I want to get down there. It's called itself Nasty Boys.
That's right. I'm one of
them. Huh?
One of them. You're talking to one of them.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd like to get this 79 with the drag radio on. I'd like to run. Like, sure, like you accommodate y'all.
That one is out right now, but you just got a small block.
Huh?
I said you can get a piece of me. That the one you talking about, that motor's in the shop right now. I think they ain't gonna be there.
So we can have the back half car there?
Yeah,
I forgot the guy there. Yeah. I mean, as long as you make a street car. My same 79 Camaro.
Yeah, they call me the running back. I'm the one that has the little Vega.
Lock suspension? Hello?
Yeah, Rick. Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you, Rick.
All right, sorry about that, guys. Some kind of way me and Sean got on another call. And we thought we was on the show. We was having a private phone call.
Yeah, running man.
Yeah, so I apologize about that. Who do we have on the line, man?
Say what, Ricky?
I said, who do we have on the line?
Big George, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. All
right, Jay Crow, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it's always been a thing, y'all Nasty Boys, running back.
Hold on, George. What did you say, Mick?
Yeah.
What was he saying? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, I just called everybody out that was on the phone. We have Big George, Running Bear, and Jay Crawford online.
Okay. All right. I apologize for the inconvenience. I had Sean on. And he was talking about the show at Thunder Valley, and some kind of way we got hooked up on another line, and we was thinking we was on the show talking, but we was on a separate line. So George, are you talking to Glenn and Bear about a race?
Yeah, he said he want to run with the Vega. I mean, I that sound like I ain't never seen that Vega, but I mean, as long as it's in my league, I would definitely try him.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Vega is no longer. I'm selling the Vega. I got another car now.
Okay. I mean, you stock suspension. I mean, back half car.
Yes.
What are you?
Stock suspension, back half, small block.
Heavy car, light car, what?
Well, I call it heavy.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's in my league, I'm bringing my 79. So, as long as it's in my league, you know, I got no problem with it. If it's not my league,
You bringing the Nova you had up a few weeks ago?
No. I retired her. I brought my old 79 back out.
79 what?
My 79 Camaro, like yours. All steel.
Okay. I got a 94 Camaro now.
Okay. Like I said, as long as you sit like I said, ain't no problem. If it don't, I feel I need something. I ain't no problem asking, but I definitely will run y'all. That's no problem there.
Okay, well, I've been working with you.
Yeah, it's no problem with that. You know, it's a pleasure to run y'all. I've been asking y'all a good little while, like how many, 3 years?
Yeah, I saw you up at Marlin last year.
Yeah, with the Corral.
I had a little red Vega.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going
back around a little bit. Hello,
Small Block Association.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you are. Okay. Hey, well, I'm coming down there, you know, support Rick.
Okay.
And, you know, we come to race, so a few of us.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, so I would definitely be there. It's going to be a pleasure to get some of that southern chicken down there.
Yeah, come on. Come on, we like to feed people. Definitely like to feed people down here in Virginia.
Yeah. Well, you know, we love to come to people's houses. You know, you still saying, just run your legend down there. And I think y'all is a legend down there right now. It'd be a pleasure to take that home with me. Hey, Rick. Give him something to talk about next Thursday.
You give him something to think about?
Yeah, I will give him something to think about. Oh, Parade. I said, I don't know how to change my name. I'm changing my name to Stagecoach now.
I want you to let us know what's going on tomorrow. I hear it's supposed to be some racing going on tomorrow, but I need to get Jay Crawford on here to tell us about what's going on.
Oh, Charlie Brown going to run Johnny Cash tomorrow. We're going to try to get him tomorrow.
I ain't want you to tell me right now. I said hold on. I'm going to come back to you. I need to get Jay Crawford in here so he can tell us about the race Saturday. Yeah,
okay,
I'm going to come back to you. Okay.
I got on mute.
Mr. Crawford.
Oh, it seems we lost Mercury.
Oh,
shit. So while you had us on the other line, I had him to tell us about his event earlier.
Okay. All right. Well, we keep on moving with the show then. I don't know what's going on with the phone. All right, we got any more callers in?
Yes, sir. 301-2865. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick? This is a Wicked Bird.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, I want to make sure that for that trip down in VMP that we're supposed to be invading, that Big B still going to be available for me. You know anything about that?
Is who going to be available?
Me, no, I don't have a contact any contact information for Big B, so I guess that had to be done through Kenny, Gene, or John, or Pete. One of them called him that day last time. Or Rod on call number 732. You see a 732 number on there anywhere, Nick? Roger can help us with that.
Well,
732-4557.
Your mic is open.
Stricky
Ricky, what's going on, man?
What's up, Roger? I got Wicked Bird here looking for wanting to know is Big B gonna be in the house next Friday?
Well, Big B declined. Said his car is not healthy. His car is sick right now. That he was not going to be able to make the race. But we have a Malibu with his name wrote all on it. Red is going to oblige him because we don't want him to come way from Maryland to Virginia and not get a race. So we got a Malibu sitting exactly how he's sitting. And, you know, he wanted to get busy. But no, Wicked Bread, I don't know what the deal is on the Big B situation. But his car is broke. So that race isn't going to happen.
When did his car get broke? I thought we was somewhat supposed to be running, but now I hear it's broke.
Yeah, well, Wicked Bird, I thought the car was, you know, together. I think I remember him saying something about it was hurt when we first put this race together, but I figured it would be, you know, put back together by now. But I just talked to him for the first time in probably over a week, and, you know, he told me today that the car still wasn't together. So, you know,
So they're pulling cars out of the kitty, but it's all right. I'll be there. And whoever we match up with, that's who I match up with. I don't have a problem with it. I'll be in the house. I'll be there bright and early, you know, and we just do what we do.
Okay, well, we can roll the red carpet out for you, you know, and treat you right.
I
Maryland treated us. Maryland showed us a good time when we came, so we're going to try to do the same. Big George, I'm damn sure going to work hard to make sure you find you some action, bro. You said you was looking for action last time. I'm going to be sure to find you some action this time.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Big Brother. No problem. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to come down to y'all track, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, while you at it, Roger, hey, Mick, did you see 443-3214 anywhere? Got where I said Willie was trying to get some action down there. He was another one didn't want to take the trip with nothing set stone yet.
Yeah, well, how is Welfare Willie sitting? We can work on that right now.
Welfare Willie is a Camaro that ran the Nova up there at Capitol.
Ran the Nova at Capitol.
I'm
trying to think.
No,
he got slapper balls on his car. Okay,
no,
well,
cracked on.
I'm gonna work on that. That's gonna be my assignment for in the morning. I'm gonna see can I check out something for him too. You know, because I don't want none of you guys coming down the road for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
I thought
Mick was saying something.
Oh, I saw that. Your number isn't online.
Yeah, okay. I'll stay in contact with you, Trigger Ricky, but that's not a problem. I can find you.
All right, that's what's up.
I'm trying to put Maryland dollars
inside. Hey, Roger. Chris Butler yesterday, and he wanted to know if I talked with Chris Butler yesterday. He wanted to know if Small Block O's was him and Small Block O's still going to lock in or not. Because he said he wasn't going to make the trip if he really didn't have a race locked in.
I don't know, but the last time I talked to Chris, he told me that he would entertain running Iron Mule, and Iron Mule would damn sure entertain running him. So he got him a race, all he got to do is come down there.
Okay, well, just try to get in contact with him and let him know, because I talked to him yesterday up at Speed. And he was kind of hesitant if he didn't have a box yet.
Hold up. Let me clear that up right there. I just talked to Chris a little while ago. Chris said he will be there. He's definitely coming. So, whatever action takes place would be, just set up there to track if him and John don't lock in something verbally over the phone.
Because I don't know if John's cars are at the body shop yet. I really don't know. I can't say whether it is or not. But, like I said, we're not.
Up.
We're not gonna have you guys coming down there and say, you know, we went down there and couldn't get a ring. We're not gonna do that.
Hey, Roger, it's starting to sound like that now. It's starting to sound like that. We about to make a trip, come down in the convoy, and it sounds like we ain't gonna have no races.
Put it like this. Y'all come down here this time, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Y'all gonna try to get back on August 4th when we come back, because we're gonna do our thing July the 6th, I can tell you that now.
Alright, we're gonna hold y'all to it. Hey, Rick, I got an announcement about Don Brown. Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead, let us.
I talked to him on Sunday. Everything is fine with him. He just had reconstruction on three of his fingers. So everything else is fine. He ain't lose no hand, no fingers, or none of that. And he said that he might lose a little feeling in a couple of the fingers, but everything other than that, he should be make a full recovery. So I talked to him on Sunday, and he's trying to run me again, but I told him the only way we're going to run is going to be on foot. So, but other than that, he in good spirits, and he'll probably be at the track this weekend or something like that. So everything is okay with him.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear. Glad to hear that.
All right.
So, I appreciate you calling. Hopefully you'll stay tuned and listening and see what somebody else has to say. Yes, sir.
Is there anybody else in Maryland that wants to be put on the menu for the sixth?
Yeah, we got Welfare Willie. Like I said, Welfare Willie is the stock suspension Camaro. One system with a big block.
We're gonna do this buffet style, you know. We're gonna do this the right way, you know. Whoever wants to be on the menu can get on the menu.
And then I got my roofies in hand for Kenny and JC, and I'm a date right now.
Oh wow!
I'm a date right
now. Oh.
Okay. I'm in.
All
right. You done? Yeah. Okay. So that's how that's going. I said, without knowing what Chris Butler got going on or who he going to race, I guess he's going to set this thing up at the track. But if he's going to do something with Iron Mule, hopefully maybe we can get Iron Mule in on the show and have him to speak on that.
I talked to your buddy today, MD. And the first we was gonna do something with MD with the Malibu, but couldn't get agreement on how we wanted to do it. But he said he definitely wants Iron Mule. He wants Iron Mule bad. So I gotta give my buddy a call and let him know he's been hunted right about now. But MD wants to run Iron Mule.
Okay. We got MD on the line, 804-3956.
No, sir.
Okay, he ain't got on yet. That's cool.
All right, next caller.
Yep.
843-2754, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Tricky Rick?
Yeah, okay, so I'll never be back. So I don't know how we had a private conversation while we was on the show.
I'm telling you, man. So how's everything going?
It's going good. I just was telling the guys that I'm coming down there to. I got my roofies. I'm gonna have my roofies in my pocket, and I'm gonna slip it in Kenny and JC's drink, and I'm a date breaker.
I heard that.
But
I wish you could bring
it.
Wish you bring it out of my
late night extravaganza.
That's what's up. Yeah, man, I just want to get on here and talk a little bit about my show for the weekend.
Yes, for those who may not have heard us, go ahead and give out that information.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Big Sexy Saturday down at Thunder Valley Raceway this Saturday. We got, of course, Big Sexy will be there. We have Beecham Racing with the Four Horsemen. We'll have the 555 Boys, Henry the Plumber, Tony Bonds, Boogie Man, J.C. Richardson, man, pretty much Big Earl. He's flying his driver in from Texas, so he's coming in there to do some battle. The Wright brothers. Hopefully, by the end of the night, I can go home 3-0. Hopefully, you know. So I got to go in the battle with Beecham Racing, and Big Earl's gonna give me the back tie. I'm gonna get a plumber the back tie. So hopefully, I can get some stuff done, and that's about it, man. We got a free entry 28-inch tire shootout. Paying $1,000 on that. We have the 470 guys. The 470 guys will be there. And for all the big booty ladies out there, we're having a $100 big booty shake off. So that's about it, man. We're going to do something special for coming. Oh, yeah. Big booty shake off. There it is. But,
hey,
we're
gonna
like do some
to hear
stuff
the,
for the old
I'd like to be there just to hear the announcement for that one. Big booty shake off. Come on, ladies.
That got to be something.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Trigger Rick.
Yes.
Hey, look, you remember how when you and Joe were going to race at first, you had that $200 side bet that you had made that he was going to red light and blow the tires off?
Uh-huh.
Let's make a side bet. If you lose to JC on the 6th, you got to enter that Big Booty Shake It contest, the Big Sexy event.
Nah, that's some out of my category stuff right there, man.
As far as I go,
I walk around with the thongs on, but I ain't getting in no big booty contest.
I'm saying
ain't
if you lose.
Ain't doing none of that.
I'm saying if you lose.
But I don't plan on losing, but I ain't even entertaining that thought.
Well, make me know how confident you are. If you lose, you got to get in Big Texas Big Booty booty Shake contest.
I won't be there.
Oh, okay.
Big Sexy Race is this Saturday.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna have a bikini contest on my event. If you lose the JC Race, I want you to be in the bikini contest.
Hey, Rod, you trying to question my manhood or something, bro?
No, bro, I knew you all, man. I ain't question manhood, dog. I ain't doing you like that.
Okay, that's what it sounds like now.
No, bro, no, man. I ain't doing you like that.
We ain't going that way now.
No, bro. I just was seeing how confident you was about how I run that black Camaro.
I told you my confidence.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, you got quiet. I'm gonna leave it alone too, bro.
I can't let all the cats out the bag. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But like I said, I would love to be there just to hear the announcement for the big booty shake off.
Right. But for all the folks that can't make it down, we're coming up to Colonial Beach on the 14th. So coming up there to do some racing. That'll be the rematch with myself and Beecham Racing, and. I mean, I can do more than one race in that day. So, I mean, anybody up there that's got a bad back ass and want to do a little something, I mean, we can get together and do something.
Well, that's right. All right. Well, I wish you the best and hope the event goes well. Did you have for those who didn't hear, a time that everything was jumping off in the
Yeah, the gates open at 11, and it's going to be real hot. So for some of the people that come from out of town, we'll go ahead and open up the gates, and we're just going to play it by ear from there because the track doesn't have a curfew, so we can race all night long if we want to.
Okay.
Yeah, for most of the guys, they really just want to get out there and all that heat and stuff, but the 470 guys, they'll be putting on their show regardless, I mean, because they can run in the heat. I mean, you know, I can't.
It's awesome. All right. Well, again, I wanted you to stay on with us. And around 9:15, Jay Bonds is going to get on, and he wanted to speak with you about your event. So we will, you know, let that happen.
Okay.
There's some positive things right here.
Okay.
So definitely got to get that in.
All right, that's all good.
All right.
Thanks, man.
So just chill with us anytime.
All right.
Next call, the next.
All right. Hey,
404-5399. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh. Rookie's working already?
Yeah. 804-5399. Your mic is open.
The roofie's taking effect already.
All right.
Hey, JC right there. Come on, JC. Talk to me. Baddest back half in the world? Or did you forget what button to press? Or JC got the same syndrome as the old Jacks. He got the towel over the phone.
804-8238. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh. All the Virginia boys get nervous. Man, what's going on with y'all? Come
they're
on, Virginia
scared.
Guys.
They're getting scared.
Huh?
They're getting scared. That's what it is.
Yeah, I ain't never seen them like this. They be so gung-ho any other time, man. They got nervous. And
hey, all three of them, all four of them, they cut up the phone. They ain't doing nothing there.
Nothing at all.
Probably turn. Probably turn the volume down on that mic.
No. Mick doesn't do those kind of things, sir.
Yeah, bro. Ain't that scared about them cats.
What's the hold up? Don't nobody want to talk to me today? All right, Mick, I guess we need to move on.
All right.
So what else you say you going on this weekend, Tricky Ricky?
I'm going to this $5,000 Run With You Brung race.
Okay, and what track is that at again?
That's at 75 and 80 Dragway. No rules. Okay. Only stipulations is that you have to be on a 10-5 tire. You have to have working headlights, working lights, and working brake light or rear lights, and two functional doors. Everything else go.
Two functional doors.
Yeah, they don't want nobody coming in with no dragsters or nothing like that.
Yeah.
No funny cars. But it's going to be some pretty big hitters there. It is supposed to be hot, so the heat going to play a big role in performance and, you know, who can tune to the track better to get down.
Right.
So that's where I'm going to battle with the big dog, as they call it. And also Saturday you're gonna have the Warriors 10-5 race at Mason Dixon, shooting for that money in the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing belt. That's gonna be on the line. It's defended. James Houston will be defending the belt. If he can retain it, you know, he's gonna have another Ford on his back, a Pro Charger Mustang on his back, trying to get that belt from him. So it's gonna be an eventful weekend. Any other callers out there?
Yes, sir.
80. All the Virginia guys.
Say what, Ricky?
I said all the Virginia guys scared to talk to them.
Yeah, 804-4629. Your mic is open.
Wow. Not another one.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes.
JC Richardson is trying to call and he just beat Dan on my other line. Told me they click him on. He's trying to call.
Okay, his number is 804-5399, right?
I think so. Yeah, 804-5399, 721-5399. Yep.
Yeah. See that, Mick?
Yeah.
JC.
What's going on with y'all today?
Hey, Rick, they must have cut the lines down there in Virginia.
Something. They must got Simply Wireless down there or something.
You see, George?
What's going on with the phone? What's going on with the phone line?
I'm having issues with the board.
Dad, we have an issue with the board? Oh, man. That's the first.
Help me for a minute, Ricky.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I have to bear with me for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, well, George, we're going to go down there and be in rare form. I think it's going to be a good night for us Maryland guys.
Anybody? Hey, George. Yeah, I'm on here. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, so while Mick trying to get the board straight, what's all going on tomorrow? I heard Lil Mike's supposed to run Bozo or James or something, and you mentioned another race.
Yeah, we might try Welfare Willie with that Blue Nova we got, that big time call. But we definitely going to try to get the cash. But they want to make ridiculous stipulations, but we just going to roll up down tomorrow. A little tuner on the car today, so we're going to try a hand with him. And I thought Melvin Hopper was going to bring his car, but he ran into a problem Saturday. He had water in the oil, so he won't be participating tomorrow. So
okay.
We got a car going on. More people to come down and get at. But I didn't know nothing about James, Mike and Dave. I thought they went out of town.
Nah, they were trying to do something Sunday at Buzz Creek, and something about their car didn't get picked up, or they couldn't get a trailer. So they was going to try to do it Wednesday at Capitol, and then Capitol said they weren't open on Wednesday, which I got some information about that. And so it went from Wednesday to now Friday. Mick, is everything okay yet, or?
No, sir, not yet.
So what kind of information do you
have? I'm going to have John Crane on from Capitol to talk about that Wednesday situation and what's going on with that. But long story short, he said they was open for 3 weeks and they weren't getting the crowd, so his other partner, BJ, pulled the plug on it because they were really losing money on it because they weren't getting no crowd. There wasn't really too many races there on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's why they cut it out. But
yeah, was they up for suggestions? I mean, was it outlawed for the open headers? I mean, you only got so many actually street cars.
I don't know. Let me just say, John will be on the show. We're trying to get the board straight, so Mick can't even see if John's on the line yet. But John Crane will get on here and explain all of that. So nothing to be left out. So I don't want to try to give you an answer because I don't know. So I'm gonna just let the man that can't answer.
Okay. Yeah, but hopefully we all pull together, go down there and knock these boys down, come home with your win down there.
I would love to see
all the boys, Chris Butler, you, Wicked Bird, myself, and anybody else want to go? There's a couple other people going. I'm quite sure they're going. Red Man. You remember Red Man, brother Eddie? Got the red 79 like mine?
Red. You ain't talking about the little Chuck Brownskin guy.
No, the heavy set guy that be with Jerry all the time. Jerry with the Drag Radio.
Oh. Yeah, I know Jerry. I don't know him.
Yeah, he be with him. He got a red one. identical. But he do a lot of racing too. He's new. I think he's gonna be on the line today. He wanted to, you know, shout out to. He knew it his game, but he's really progressing real good as far as goods racing and traveling. So he's 100% about doing that. Like I was telling, we're gonna have 579 Camaros that we're gonna be involved with. That we're gonna be challenging people in our league. Two of them gonna be drag radios, and two of them slicks, and one a stick. So I'm gonna try to promote that pretty good. See if we can get with that.
Hey Mick, we got any luck yet?
I'm almost there, Ricky. 804-1541. Your mic is open.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
This is Kenny with the Horseman.
Yes, sir, Kenny.
What's out here about a date rape next Friday night?
Yeah.
Man, when I get done running my ass up at you, you ain't about to go home with your old lady.
I'm coming down there with my roofies, and y'all better keep y'all drinks away from me because I'm drugging y'all.
Man, you better go cross that bridge. You get your ass cut. I can tell you that right now.
I'm crossing.
Man, let me get that ass first. Let me get it first. Let the champ get it last.
No.
Because once JC beats you, you're going to pay the punker and go home, so.
Nah, there ain't going to be none of that.
What's up, Kenny?
I got a trick up my sleeve, so excuse me, please. Hey, Jay, open 301-7927 for me.
I hope you got more than one trick up your sleeve.
Well, that night it'll be two. I got two. This like a double barrel shotgun, both of them loaded.
I got you. I like confidence. I like it.
Oh, it's a lot of it right here. It's a lot of it right here, bro.
You're going to be ready. I'm going to be looking at the track waiting on you to get in the door. I'll be itching when you get there.
You going to be itching?
Yes, sir. I'll be ready.
Well, I hope it's that you're going to be itching with excitement and not itching from something else. Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I might even keep my car in the staging lane with a charge on just waiting for you to come around now.
All right. That'll work, too.
What's up, Big George?
What's going on, Kenny? What's happening?
I ain't doing much. Just messing with Ricky. I'm getting ready for this race.
Well, you know, I'm going with Ricky, man. I believe in him, man. I watch your club. I think he can really go ahead and gang rape you right quick. I think you're going to be
got easy. Look, y'all put your money on Rick because we need to take some of it.
Yeah, we're going to join in on you there. It's going to be in full effect, so... If he gets some, shit, we might as well put it around the ball. What do you think?
If I get lucky, George, if I get lucky this weekend.
Let me ask you a question. How much do you weigh, Kenny?
How much do I weigh? About 230, 225.
230, 225?
Yeah.
After that race, you're going to be about 180.
Hey, George. Big George. Yeah, go ahead. You say you're going to go with Tricky Ricky on that race?
Please.
I'm definitely going with him. And I'm going to go with Kenny on that race. Yeah, let's make sure you find me. Let's talk. Well, I'll be on Capitol, huh? Huh?
Who's that talking? Who's that, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I got one race. I'm going to have to get some of Big George. Big George is really talking hardcore about Maryland. He got Virginia looking like these kids. I'm going to have to represent on my head.
I mean, you're the ones when your phone was broken. You couldn't get on that and all that. It took you out like 6 hours to get on the phone.
Yo, that ain't our fault, man. That's just Tricky Ricky's phone.
You want to race or you want to go?
That ain't our fault, man. That's Tricky Ricky's phone.
That's great.
He called 804 like 100 times, man.
Oh,
so Ricky, what y'all saying? We scared now?
What?
Can y'all hear
it?
Seemed like.
Huh? He said you were scared, yeah. Chris Butler said you were scared,
too. Chris Butler scared, too?
No, Chris Butler said you were scared. When since you got to put a car to print shop and you can't get it out to make that money?
You want to talk?
Can I talk to John on the line? Talk to the man, only guy. You got more dollars than cents.
Okay. Hold on for that half. Hey, Jay, you out there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You trying to get in on some of this action next Friday down there with him?
Are you talking to Jay?
Yeah, Jay Croft.
That's me, Big Daddy.
You trying to get in on some of this action down there with you next weekend with us, man?
You know what? I might just do that, man. I got to check my schedule. But, man, I tell you what, I'm over here at the House of Horsepower, and Lindsay's putting a mean tune-up on my car right now, I tell you that.
Is
it? I'm ready to come and get some on Saturday, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we really trying to get you to go down to Virginia and get some of that tourist money.
Oh, yeah.
See what somebody down there trying to do with you on a little eight and a half inch slick.
I want a little something small.
Yeah. Well, what y'all got for that? You got anybody down there with an 8.5-inch slick tire car that's trying to do something with my man?
He's stock suspension? 8.5 inches, baby, you know.
What kind of suspension you got? Big block, small block, what kind of suspension you got?
I got full-length stocks frame rails. Still got this stock frame rails. I got a little small block in there with a little two shots on it, nothing big.
Got two shots on it?
Little two shots.
Yeah, you know, I can make a phone call. I got a guy that, you know what, man? Matter of fact, I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to call you back. I might hear somebody that can oblige him with that.
Now,
Robert,
before
you do that, listen to what I said. He's a small block with a factory frame rail with a
four-link,
but he's on an 8.5-inch slick.
Well, I don't know if we can find one with no 8-inch tie on it. You know, I might can do something with a 10-inch on it.
Hey, maybe you could call me then. Can you give me some cars? Just give me some lights?
Yeah, I'm about to make a phone call. If you make it attractive on the wallet, you probably need those stuff.
I got more dollars than I got cents.
All right, we're going to find out. Tricky, I'm going to tune out for a minute. I'll get back with you in a second.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Jay, this is what I'm talking about right here, man. This is where it comes into play at right here. So they said you got on. I missed you early. You told us the crowd about the.
Let me run down. Can I run down the details of the run with your wrong race, please?
Go ahead while he's doing that.
I'm trying to get everybody excited, you know. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, Friday, if you're racing Saturday, you're going to be able to test for free. This is Run With Your Brung, 75 and 80 dragway. If you're racing one of the classes all Saturday, that's for Friday. Friday, the pit entry gate is $15 to get in. Friday and Saturday, two-day pit crew, $30. Saturday, pit crew entry, $20. Friday, pit entry, $10. Saturday, spectator gate entry, $20. Test and tune. And then we're going to bump over here to Saturday. And the race fees are going to be Outlaw 10-5 is $100. The Outlaw Drag Radio is $100, enter. Big Tire Outlaw, $100. 275 Extreme, $100, enter. 10-0 Index, $75, enter. So that's what the entry fees are. So let me run down the payouts here. Outlaw 10-5, Saturday, $5,000 to win. Outlaw 10-5, runner-up, $1,000. The semis are going to be $300. Quarterfinalists, going to be $100. They're all 8-car fields. Outlaw Drag Radio, $2,000 to win. Runner-up, $800. Semis, $225. Quarters, $100. Big Tire Outlaw, $1,500 to win. $500 for runner-up, $200 for semis, and $100 for quarters. 275 Extreme, $1,500 to win, $500 runner-up, $200 semis, $100 for quarters. 10-0 Index is $1,200 for winner, $300 runner-up, $150 for semis, and $75 for the quarters. Now, check it out. Saturday at 7 o'clock, I hope you got some water because it's going to get hot when them girls hit the stage with them hot little bikinis on, man, and it's already going to be like 200 degrees, boys, so they're going to be, you know, trying to cool themselves down now. They're trying to make that money. So if you hot and if you girls hot, your mama's hot, bring them out there to 75 and 80. It's $1,000 cash for the winner of the bikini contest, $500 for the runner-up, $250 for third place. That's for the hot girls on the bikini contest, and that starts 7 o'clock. After that, 9 o'clock, the fireworks go off. Right at 9 o'clock, Zambelli's be there putting on an awesome fireworks display. And right after that, we're going to get it on and see who's got the stuff to make it go woo. You know what I mean? Make all that cash in the finals, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be squared and looking to see it all. That's all.
I know you guys, your car's been running good, Rick.
Huh?
Your car's been running real good. Been doing good this year.
It's been consistent, man. Hopefully we found the issue with the popping. And
yeah, that's why if you're coming from far away, I'd recommend coming in there on Friday night and just either dropping your trailer. It's okay to leave it there. It'll be okay, and you can go get a hotel room. Or if you got an RV, get there early. And believe me, the big trailers, they're going to try to accommodate them to try to, because I know Coldwell's coming. His trailer is like 9,500 feet long or something. They're going to need, you know, there's going to be some big boys in there, so they won't get there early, get the spots picked out, get leveled up, and you know, the smaller guys, they're all gonna, the open trailers are all going to park up in the grass, all the smaller cars parking up in the grass, big cars parking in the pit, and everything should go real smooth. 75 and 8, Mr. Sticky and Kevin Stanley been doing an awesome job prepping the track. I mean, that thing, man, got teeth, big teeth, you know what I mean?
That it does. Got to give him big props on that.
Yes, sir.
Well, you looking to come up there and battle with the big boys.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing.
Right now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're here putting a hit on it. I'm going to run some outlaw drag radio. But, yeah, you see what them guys say about the maybe running, maybe we work something out. I'll try to see if they spot me a little bit on the May 5s, see if I can hold out on.
He's going to check on that and get right
Tricky
back
Rick.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with one of my colleagues. He said it sounds real attractive. He has to get with his employer and see can he get the day off. He can get that day off. That's a definite green light, and we're not giving up anything because he's actually sitting on a 26.8.5. So that would have to be heads up, and he can have it how he want to have it. So I know a definite tomorrow. Can I get his phone number?
Hold on. Roger, your phone. I don't know where you at, but your phone got an echo to it while you're talking.
Hey, how about now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Is it still echoing?
Or maybe that's the system. Mick, can you hear that?
I think he's in the bathroom.
I don't think that's the bathroom.
Hey, Mick.
Eating some bath balls right now. We'll be right back with you.
So what, Rick?
Can you hear that echo?
Yeah, I can hear the echo also.
Okay. All right, well, I get with you off the show and give you the number, and y'all can go ahead and set that up and make sure I try to get locked in for next week.
Jeremy Ross?
Yeah, because we'll know something definite tomorrow.
Okay. J.P. Richardson on. Mick said J.P. was on. Wait. Mr. J.C. Richardson.
Tricky Ricky.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How's everybody doing?
Oh, I think everybody's doing real good. I got a surprise for you.
Hey, look, you were saying that we were scared to come to the phone. Your phone system wasn't working too well. We couldn't get on.
Well, he called the number, but he couldn't hear nothing. But I guess it happens to the best of us. I've been hearing it going on with everybody else, and it finally hit us. So
apologize.
So things happen. I do apologize, sir. I appreciate you calling back.
Thank you.
Now, I am coming next week with my roofies, and I plan to date rape you and Kenny.
Well, there's always a possibility that you can get date rape.
No, that's not a possibility.
Well, Joe, he's going home with a sore ass, I can tell you that.
Hey, if he bring it up, it must have done happened to him before.
No, nah, this is something new. I was just watching Hangover 2 the other day.
Hey, Rick, I just got a text message that said that there'd be a Mustang in the house looking for some action, 10-5 action. I think Mr. MD or Mr. Chris Butler.
Uh-huh. Who's Mustang?
The Green Boys with the black Mustang, 10-5.
You talking about Iron Mule? Or you talking about, what's the boy's name?
Talking about Waverly.
Yeah,
not
okay.
A boy, man, he's a man.
Yeah,
he's a man,
not a boy.
Yeah, he's a man.
Okay. All right, well, he's a man. We're going to get MD on the line and let him speak his piece. Next caller, Nick, we got any callers out there?
Yeah, bear with me a second. It's 301 that we asked about earlier is online also. 301-7329, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Hey, it's Jake.
I don't know what I got put on hold or something. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, bear with me for a second, Jay. You're trying to reach a couple people. Go ahead, Mick, next caller.
I was saying 301-7329, your mic is open.
Hey, that was Jay. He's already on.
Yeah.
Mick, can you?
Yeah, hold on a second.
I don't know what's going on. Looking for MD, Mr. MD to call in here to see this. I don't know what I even know. 7584, your mic is open.
Tricky, what's up, buddy? This is Gene with the Horseman.
What's up, Gene?
I hear a lot of y'all boys are coming up here to invade us next week.
That's the plan.
Sure, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I hope y'all have been a long time coming.
We're looking forward to it. I know my man Kenny, he's got a door open waiting for you.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, whoever that is with the background noise, just if you can't, everybody that's not talking, just mute your phone and until you want to say something. That way we don't get that extra background noise. But, Gene, we looking forward to coming down there. It's been a while for me to be at VMP racing. I haven't raced there at night yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Joe put on one hell of a show, so you ought to enjoy it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I hope it can hold a little bit of power I got to throw at it.
Bring Chris Butler with you when you come.
Chris Butler did tell me today that he was coming. So that's all I can go by. Man, he did say he was coming.
I wouldn't mind getting a little action with Chris Butler.
With what, your car?
Yes, sir.
I can't speak for that, man, so that's something that you guys are going to have to work out.
Well, if you see him, you might pass the word on.
Yeah, I can definitely tell him if he doesn't have an ear on the show already. We can definitely pass the word.
Who is there looking to run Chris Butler?
Who what?
Who was that looking to run Chris Butler? Who said he want to run?
That's Gene.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just check.
Well,
I think my driver. I think my driver would entertain that one for me on ladies' night.
Wait a minute, I just like the way how you said, oh, you just checking, like, you know, y'all just, now y'all got y'all weight up, a couple of VA guys and got on the line, now y'all thorough.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, we were scared a few minutes ago, now, you know, Maryland got quiet, you know what I'm saying, so.
Maryland never get quiet.
Well, you going to be quiet
is
after
George
the big
on the line? Is George still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, George on the line. You know, I'm better.
George,
I'm better
if
than
I do
Maryland.
Good this weekend, I don't get my ass handed to me, I might even have Ed Chevelle up there for you next Friday.
Well, I'll be down at the beach. Matter of fact, I'll be down at the beach Tuesday.
Hey, hold up. Everybody look at what time it is right now. That's what y'all going to be doing next Friday night. That's the number y'all dialing.
Hey, Tricky.
Huh?
MD just texted me. He said he's about to call in right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, was that Tricky on the phone?
George, is that a night race Tuesday night?
You know, I don't really know. You know, Monster and Larry T always give it or had a track on the third and fourth, so I got to get more information, but I know he definitely asked the Grudge races to come down there. So I can't really respond. I'll call John and let him know, but
you give John the info if it's a night race. You know, some of us have to work for a living. You know, I got to work, but I can't come down and accommodate you. That's not a problem.
Well, I got one race line. I definitely got lined up. And I can't say what the car's going to do, but if she hold on and turn around that lane, Sam, I will try you. You won't have to wait for no long time.
That's what I like about you, George. You will try. That's what I like.
Yeah. I ain't got no problem with that. But, you know, I'm like one of the most trashy jokers, man. I got to have a if a crowd won't be there, I can't race, I can't perform. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to make sure
hold
you
on.
Have a mic and everything
hey,
ready
guys,
to go.
Hey, hold on one second. This Chris Butler calling me now, so I'm going to get this confirmation, but y'all go ahead and talk to me and get this confirmation from Chris Butler.
Hey, you see how that Maryland pulled together? You see how that Maryland pulled together right quick? Hey, you see how that Maryland pulled together?
I mean, it sounds good, George. Come on, man.
It's been a good time. It's a wrecking coming. It's a wrecking coming. You know how Ryan Earp said, didn't you? When they went to the corral, don't you? Oh, Ryan Earp said it's a wrecking coming.
Hey, good thing y'all had to pay that toll when y'all go back.
Hey, you got Chris Butler on the phone early. He defended his.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah,
we really don't have too much to say. We didn't already prove ourselves when we came to Maryland last time, so the only thing you'll be doing is returning the favor, but you already know what you're stepping into before you get here. If we were that bold in your hometown, you can imagine how we're going to act at home.
Well, you we was just like a slow walking for this setup day. I mean, that's all it was. All
right, well, you got to show me, bro.
Hey, Roger.
Talk to me.
Chris Butler just called me, as I just said. He said it is a definite that he's going to be in the house and he would love to have Iron Mule.
Is Iron Mule on the line? Let me get you his number. Because okay. He's not the only one. Mr. MD wants Iron Mule. If you got a 720-5919, chime in. If not, I'll call him and get him on the line.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mr. Houston. Wait a minute. Hey, Mick, has Jake... Has Jay called in yet?
Not yet, Ricky. Hold on. What's the other number you can
have? Huh?
Somebody just mentioned another number. What was that number?
Iron
Mule's number is 804-720-5919. No, he's not online.
Okay, let me see if I can track him down. I'll be back in a second, Rick.
Okay. All right, Mick, when you see... Okay, open that number that you just said was on.
443-9104. Your mic is open.
Mr. Hughes. James Hughes. Is he still there?
It says he is, Ricky.
James, did you press the one button or you got your phone off mute? All right. Well, I guess just leave the mic open. That's James. That's the guy who just acquired the new Grubbs Inc. belt. I was trying to get him and Jay Barnes on at the same time, but Jay hasn't called in yet.
Just at all this right, time.
Well,
goodbye.
What's that?
We'll try to go to the next caller then.
Okay.
804-4629. Your mic is open.
What's going on? This is the first for us, Mick.
I don't know what's going on with these boards tonight, Ricky.
Yeah, I done heard it go on, and that it finally bit us in the rear.
Hey, Rick, this is Kenny again. Sorry to keep butting in, but I also got a text message that for Chris Butler that Pete is trying to get on, and he'd like to entertain him with the black and orange car. If that's possible, too. I don't know if y'all can get Pete on and see what he wanted to say, but I'm just putting that out there.
Well, I remember once before Chris said he would not, he knew something that they'd done to the car, so he would not entertain that.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Pete's listening, so he can hear that.
That was a show from a couple episodes ago that they brought that up. I think Troy may have been on the line that day. I'm not sure, though.
I think he wanted to make sure that Maryland's got plenty of action when he come up to Virginia. So,
hey, G.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Is Gene from the Horseman still on the line?
Yeah, Gene was just talking. Gene, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Gene, if you happen to talk to Iron Mule, let him know also Mr. MB would love to have him on his menu.
I will sure tell him, man.
Back half against back half. July the 6th. Quite sure Mr. Richardson will make a way to get all this action off that day. But,
July the
6th. I tried to get Iron Mule on the line. He didn't answer his phone, so I don't know. You know, he's probably working or whatever, but I couldn't get him on the line at this time.
Are we able to take any more callers yet?
No, sir, not at this moment.
Do we need to take a commercial break real quick? Pay some sponsors? I mean, pay some bills. Pay some bills.
Oh,
boy. What an evening.
Daddy, I want money.
You want some money?
Yeah.
What do you need some money for? Man, everybody needs some money.
You better give them to him now. You ain't gonna have to give him after the
6th. It's always gonna be available, man.
Huh?
It's always gonna be available.
Okay.
Hey, you
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends.
BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Hey, Ricky, you still there?
Ricky.
Hello? Hey, Ricky.
Yes.
All right, we'll back on the line. They have information with you.
We got a what?
I said we're having some technical difficulties right now, but the commercial is over.
Okay. Well, also, unfortunately, yeah, we are. And I just had Welfare Willie just called me, said he was trying to get on. So do you think you could call out and get him on the show?
Give me one second. You want to text me for Ricky?
I just had to give you his number because my phone won't even send a text message right now. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
His number is 443. Hey, this is not good. Somebody just texted me, said bootleg phone. It happened to everybody so every once in a while.
What?
It ain't just me.
Yeah.
Is a bear shit in the woods?
Hey, yeah.
Do it. Where Fair Willie?
Who's all? Hey, what's up, Ricky?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. You trying to get you some action for next Friday night so you wouldn't take a trip down to Virginia for nothing.
I don't know that I want to go down to Virginia, but I am claiming I got the fastest street car in 7 counties and 2 cities.
Seven counties and 2 cities?
Seven
well,
counties and 2 cities.
Man.
I'm claiming them all.
You know, you had the guy Gene on here with this Chevelle, said he wanted to give you some gold, so I think that's the appropriate time to go down there and see what he can stand up to what he's talking about.
What's he talking about?
Gene or Kenny, you still there? Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Welfare, what are you trying to find out what you trying to do?
I'm bringing my car bringing my Camaro to run you. I told him if I get lucky this weekend, I'll bring it for George. But, I entertain him. Ain't no problem with that. I don't want to do a whole bunch of races with the same night, 2 different cars.
Okay.
Got a 3,600-pound stock suspension, antique tags, insurance, just small block Chevelle. 3,600 pounds of me in it. That's what I got.
3600 stamps. That's what you got?
Yeah, got a little 6-point cage.
You there, Ricky?
Driving back and forth to the grocery store. And it's not fast at all.
Man, oh, my phone was tripping.
You there, Ricky?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
What's he saying he's got now?
He said he got a 3,600-pound grocery getter, basically.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive my car over your house, right? And I'm going to let you drive it to the track. All right. So then I want him to do the same thing. I don't care where we drive it to.
I ain't got no problem driving my shit to the track.
No, I'm gonna let Ricky drive my shit to the track.
I drove mine last Sunday. Went up for a little Sunday stroll.
I think you're full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. I'm telling you the truth. I got a 15-gallon cell in the back of it. I go where we want to go.
15 gallons ain't going to last you much. Ain't going to go too far.
It's going a little bit far on two barrels.
On two barrels, huh?
As long as you don't get down on it.
Well, am I talking to the guy with the Chevelle, or am I talking to somebody else?
No, this is a guy that owns the Chevelle. I own it. Gene was talking for me the other day, but I own it. It's mine. But I got a race lock.
I got the Chevelle.
Yeah, I've had it since I was 16, man. I'm sentimental to it.
You're sentimental to what?
To my Chevelle. I've had it since I was 16. I drove it to high school. Still got it.
Well, that sounds all sentimental, and all. I appreciate that, but I just don't think it can beat me.
I mean, I don't even know what you got, so I mean, I don't know nothing about you, so I'd have to see the car to start
with. It's an all stock Camaro.
Is you a big block?
It's all stock. It's a big block. Yep. It's got GM cylinder heads on it, stock cylinder heads.
Hell yeah.
I don't have no problem.
You got quiet. Is something wrong with the phone?
No.
You got quiet.
I'm in the middle of building the transmission, talking to y'all at the same time.
Oh, well, let that go for a few minutes, so let's get this figured out. I don't want you to mess up and get over, you know, worked up or anything.
Dude,
you're not going to get me worked up. Look, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I done got my ass beat before, and I'm going to get my ass beat again. It ain't nothing but a thing.
Well, I don't like getting my ass beat. I don't get it rarely, but, yeah, I have a few times, but I don't think in this case I will.
I don't even know you.
So
you come on down there. If I got the Chevelle down, you coming down there anyway. If I got the Chevelle down there, we'll hook it up. But I'm coming in to run Tricky Ricky for $2,000. That's my main deal right there.
You're coming to run Tricky Ricky.
Yeah, I got two cars.
You're too fast
I got a Camaro
for me, then.
Too.
Oh, dude.
You
want to
run that?
He got two cars, Willie.
Hello?
Well, I think you're too occupied with too many things. You can't be concerned with what I got if you're worried about running him.
Yeah, they brought it up. I mean, we can do that. I can go come to Capitol. So I told George I'd come to Capitol and run him. What we gonna do?
I wish you would bring that car to Capitol. I really don't think you will.
I ain't scared to come. I'm not scared to come get my ass beat. I'm not scared.
I ain't saying. Hey! I'm not
gonna get me riled up. I'm not scared.
I just really don't think you. I don't think you'll come up here.
Look, I'll come up here. I don't have a problem with it. I got races locked in for the next three weekends, up until the 14th.
Well, you sound like you're important. I'm not that important.
I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. I just like to race like you do.
No, I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody. Hey, everybody ignores me. When I go to the track, nobody pays no attention to me.
They might be scared of you. Maybe they're scared of you.
It's like an outcast.
Hey, Kenny, what day is that you coming up here to the Capitol to run Jules, Kenny?
What?
What day is that you're coming to Capitol to run Big Jules?
we never set up a date because I told him I had races locked in. We'll be at Colonial Beach on the 13th and the 14th for that Grudge Fest that me and George are supposed to run that Friday night. And he said Colonial Beach maybe this coming up Tuesday. I need to make a few shakedowns on my car anyway because I just got it done from break, got it back together from breaking an axle.
Hold on one minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Well, until we can get something set in stone with that, we gonna go on to the next caller because we got a few more people waiting with their hands up. Welfare Willie, don't you go nowhere.
What? I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing, Ricky. I'm going to go back to knitting some sweaters or something for the fall.
Yeah, right.
Because these guys are putting me to sleep. They don't want to race.
What? We're working on that, so don't go too far. Next caller, Mick.
Next caller. Call 443-9104. Your mic is open.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is that?
It's James.
Hey, what? Oh, what's up, James?
About time.
Oh, yeah. We've been having a problem with the board this evening, so people were calling in, and for whatever reason, it wasn't able to connect. But how you doing?
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. For those who don't know, this is Mr. James Houston, the winner of the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing Outlaw Pro Street Belt, which he won at New Media Dragway this past Saturday up in Pennsylvania. One second. Has Jay Barnes called in yet?
I ain't never heard that funky motor before. That's crazy, man.
The damn thing
kept dropping calls on the team.
Hey, Mick.
I know I can't.
Hello,
what'd you say, Ricky?
Has
yeah,
Jay Barnes called in yet? Has Jay
Barnes
called in yet?
Called in yet.
He has not?
No, he has not.
Okay, can you get him on the line? Because I need Jay on the line with Mr. Houston.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'll try to get him on.
Okay.
Yeah, I call you back.
Yeah. Whoever that is talking in the background, can you mute your phone so we don't hear your conversation? So James, how was the race day up there Saturday?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. Ricky.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. It was really nice. The facilities were really nice. Kind of remind me of a, you know, like Maple Grove.
Okay.
What?
I saw you there.
Is that Rick?
No, that wasn't me. People, if you're not talking, please mute your phone. You don't want to hear your conversation and you're being rude. Please mute your phone. Somebody has their line open with a lot of background noise. Can you please mute your phone?
Ricky, Ricky, I want to let you know that I have Jay Barnes on the line.
Okay. Hey, how you doing this evening, Jay Barnes?
I'm doing well. Rick, how you making it?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We got Mr. James Houston on the line, the new champ of the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS belt.
Oh,
James Houston, Mr. Jay Barnes.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Congratulations, sir. Let me ask you, the first question is, how do it feel to be a champion?
It feels great.
Listen, I thought, who was the, I can't remember his name, who was the guy that had it last?
Eric Vandrew. There you go.
Huh?
Yep.
Eric Vandrew.
Andrew, you said?
No, Eric.
Eric
Vandrew.
Eric. Yeah, Andrew, Eric, yeah, I talked to him. I thought he was going to carry the whole year. I mean, he had a strong start. But
So let me ask you this. I mean, how many people did you have to go through to take that belt out of his hand?
Well, there were 7 cars that had to, you know, go three rounds of eliminations. Ended up being number one qualifier. So I had to buy the first round, and then, of course, we had the semis and then the final to go through. But Eric actually had a little bit of trouble getting down the track. He went up in tire smoke on the first round, so he gave Jimmy Reuter an easy first round.
I got you. So wasn't that the condition was something that he couldn't adjust to? Because I know he's a customer, you know. I mean, he had proved himself several times that he know how to not only have power but to tune. So what was the issue?
I don't know. I mean, the rest of us had a tune. The track was very hot. It was almost 130 degrees. All of us were having trouble. I had to completely change my tune-up around. Dave Tolley had to change his, along with Jimmy Reuter. I know Eric, on the first qualifier, he did not get down. And then on the second one, he made a clean pass. I think he went 525. So I don't know what happened come first round. He may have actually put a little bit more power back in it, thinking that the track would hold it when he ran Jimmy Reuter, because Jimmy was running a little bit faster than him for qualifying.
I see. I'd like to congratulate you. Listen, I don't know if y'all have not been getting the Grudge Ink magazines or not, but make sure that Tricky Grizz can get everybody that runs in the series address so that we can get them copies of the magazine. And would you see to it that I get a picture of you in your car so that we can put it in the magazine?
Sure. Absolutely.
We definitely want to uphold the champ. When you're the champ, it's well deserved. When is the next time that you got to defend it?
That's going to be this Saturday at Mason Dixon.
She's here.
This Saturday at Mason Dixon.
Yeah, I know. Did she tell you to put it on mute?
No, she didn't tell me nothing. Me off.
Well, that's
how that's going to call it. They talking all that shit.
Hey, Hollywood, mute your phone, man.
Hey, Welfare Willie was just on there. It called the boy out, and the boy don't take the race.
Yeah, but we talking right now, so just mute your phone. We're going to come back to you. Hold on for a second, okay?
By the time you get back to me, the show will be over, like we was last 2 weeks.
No, well, just hold on a second, man.
We trying to get some action. We ain't worried about past action.
Hey,
come on, Rick, man. He's going to run with you, Carl. We're trying to get the race done.
Listen, man, because you, right now you're being real disrespectful. I asked you to hold on.
No,
I'm trying to be
brother.
Nice. All right, thanks.
It ain't reading it.
Just mute your phone so we can finish this conversation and I get to you. Go ahead, Jay. Yeah, well, again, make sure that we get your picture so that we can get you in the magazine. And again... Send the picture quickly so that just in case you don't
retain
the belt. You're gonna make it are you gonna make any predictions for this weekend?
No, because every time I do it, they're wrong, so I don't make any predictions at all, because, you know, it's times you think you have it, you know, you're going to, you know, it's a piece of cake, something always happens, then there's the races that you think you're going to be out first round, you end up going into the final, so anything can happen in racing.
Well, again, listen, I appreciate you in the class, and congratulations, and make sure you get those pictures to me so we can get you in.
Well, who do I send the pictures to? Do you have an email that Ricky can give me?
Yeah, Ricky. Matter of fact, if you just get it to Ricky, he normally would get it to me. But Ricky, you gonna let him send it to you, right?
Yeah, you can send it to me. I'll give you my information.
Or either you can send it to me, but Ricky will get it to you. But let again, I appreciate you. I thank. Matter of fact, send a picture with the belt around your waist, okay?
Okay, we have a couple from last weekend, so we'll get something sent to Ricky.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations. I look to talk to you. I look to talk to you next week so that you can tell me how you defended it.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
All right. Thank you now. Tricky Rick is back on you.
All right. Well, I wanted to get you on with Sean since he was on here, but since Mr. Hollywood got some, must be heated about something, we're gonna get him on and see if he really ready to race or whether he's faking. Hollywood, talk to me.
Yeah, no disrespect to nobody, but I mean the boy called out Welfare Willie. Welfare Willie got on and the boy talked around in circles. You know what I mean, Rick? I mean, call the boy out, and the boy said he'll be there. He raced him, and the man going to tell me 3 weeks behind. How you call somebody out and it's 3 weeks behind, Rick? That's all I'm saying.
Hey, the floor is yours.
You know, I mean, you're going to call somebody out, the man gets on the phone, and you're going to work around it. You know what I mean? You're going to race the man you ain't.
Well, basically what he's saying is next Friday, his main concentration is just racing me.
He was running George, right?
No, not next Friday.
When's he running George? This week?
They were talking about something doing the race on a Tuesday at I think that was the Larry Keith race at Colonial Beach.
Yeah.
So what he was saying was he's not trying to run his street car and his race car in the same day next Friday when his main concentration is running me. With his
right. Well, you know what? I took it the wrong way then, because the way I looked at it, you know what I mean? Man's going to bring the car up, and he's going to run that car. He should have no problem running two races, especially if it's a street car.
Right. So that's what we were trying to work out, what day would be best for both of them, or when was he coming to Capital to run George. But he said him and George had not
You know Capital get ready to run a big fest next month. And they put up a $10,000 for the 10-5.
Right.
Running grudge all day. So, I mean, we can set something up then. That's about 3 weeks away.
Right.
And I'm back with Willie up on this.
Hey, I'm listening.
Who's that?
That's Willie.
Hey, Ricky.
Willie.
Oh, where's this? Okay, Kenny, you there? Well,
I'm here.
Let's go ahead and try to set up a date then. Since they trying to get at you pretty bad.
Well, I mean,
Ricky, tell him to take the motor out of his fast car he's racing with and put it in that fucking Chevelle.
Uh oh.
You don't want to need it.
What's that you say, Kenny?
I said you don't want that trouble if I do that.
Look,
y'all got a lot of money. Like why don't y'all come to Maryland on August the 4th? That's about 3 weeks away. We're going to be coming in July next week for Custom Tees race after dark.
August 4th?
Yeah, that's the Larry Tees race up at Maryland, International Raceway. I got shit locked in all the way to the 14th and possibly the 21st. I race every damn weekend, seems like. Hey,
you can even sit me in there.
And I already got shit locked in. I got shit locked in with both cars back on your beach. The 13th and the 14th. One Friday night, one Saturday.
The thing is, if you got things locked in, you shouldn't even be calling nobody out there, bro. You know what I mean?
I didn't call nobody out. Rick was talking shit. I didn't call nobody out.
Welfare Willie, he didn't call out Welfare Willie. To the boy with the Chevelle called him out, and he said he's like 3 weeks behind.
No, that was my buddy about a month ago called him out.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, what's the problem?
We ain't got no problem. You go over August 4th, you got a race.
Well, let's bring it on. Let's meet. We ain't coming to Virginia, and you ain't coming to Capitol. Well, we'll meet in the middle.
At Maryland. I'll be at Maryland. August 4th, not a problem.
He said they trying to run August the 4th down at Buzz Creek. Is that something that y'all willing to do?
August?
Yeah.
He'd be sitting on a trailer for the whole season by August. August a little ways away. You know, grudge racing, we race right now. We race this week. We race next week. We don't race.
Well, I'm racing
month.
Saturday.
All right,
all day Saturday.
Next
I got
week,
races locked in.
Virginia Motorsport,
I mean, I can't tell you. I'm going to set a race up and tell you. That mean we'll forget about it next
week. Man, I ain't never heard a grown man cry this much.
I swear, you hear this, Gene? You hear this?
Man, he cried.
Hey, the way I see it, shit, the way we would race is we'd do it tonight.
Oh,
I mean, we
can
go out there racing.
Hey,
Ricky, take his money and go spend it like I've been spending on the Wolfpack. I'm still eating off them.
Well, come on down 295 in Virginia right now. I got radios on my car. We can do it tonight.
Got what?
I got drag radios on my car. We can do it on 295 on concrete.
Hey, I don't want you to have to run drag radios because I do got slicks on my car. So put some slicks on it. Bring it to MIR next week.
I don't need slicks to get down the racetrack.
Hey, let me ask you something. What are you running for? When you got all these races locked in, how much you running for?
How much I'm running for? What, the race I got locked in?
Yeah, for next week. I mean,
wait, you racing for money or are you racing in brackets?
Hey, I'm saying with all the money that you got locked in on all the races you got, how much are you going to be making on them races if you win?
Oh, I got no idea. I got $5,000 worth of races locked
man,
in.
Don't talk about that, man.
Hey,
don't think about
that. Hey, we trying to chase the mouse back in the hole.
$5,000.
I mean.
Ricky, you got anybody else out there that might run me anytime soon?
Anybody that talks that much is usually scared to death to race. He can run next Friday at Virginia Motorsports. That's on him if he can't travel down there.
Exactly. Tricky Rick and them in Maryland.
The man said he got a full schedule. Tricky Rick and them coming to Maryland with other people. So if he don't come to Maryland,
Rick
he wait on the walk or he don't race. Ain't no hard about that. Well, look, let me put it this way, because we got some other callers on the line, and I don't want to take up the whole time just talking back and forth about nothing. So, if Hollywood and Welfare Willie. Old enough to go down Virginia and beat Kenny and then Chevelle, how about we just all, you know, gather up and ride down the road next Friday?
Hey, babe, Rick,
that
Rick, can I step in here real quick? Now, when you call somebody out, that means you're going to come to them. Am I right? Because if we call him out, we'll go to Virginia Beach.
That could go either way, but what I'm saying is just to cut all the fuss to me, because right now it ain't going to do nothing but waste a lot of time.
I feel you on that. You're right. I think we set off.
Are y'all willing to travel to Dinwiddie with me next Friday?
Yeah, because his wife's getting ready to have a baby, so he ain't going too far away.
All right, we'll do that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
We meet in the middle.
We'll go to MIR, though.
Yeah, we'll go to MIR. We'll meet right in the middle.
Right, but then you can't do that race till August the 4th. That's what he was saying. Not unless y'all try to...
Why can't you? Why can't you do it till August? Why can't you do it sooner?
Because
we do that on a Wednesday night.
Because he just said he got other races already locked in.
He's a busy man then, I guess. I guess we're going to have this conversation later on in the season, you know, since talking about it now, right?
Right, pretty much.
All right, right on. Rick, take care, bud.
All right, now. Okay. All right, Nick, let's get another call on the line so we can keep this thing moving.
Here we go. Oh, some mics. I'm trying to see who I got. Stacey Lake, Horseman. You guys there?
I can barely hear you. You said you opened some mics and what?
I opened up the mic to Tanking Bag and the Horseman. Are you guys there?
I'll tell you about it. Two.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Who do we have on the line?
Check, this is Gene with the Horseman. My phone just got cut off. She said they were having problems with the board.
Okay.
Okay, well, I can go to a new caller. We have
202-738-1.
Your mic is open.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hello?
202-738-1. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick. Yeah. Yeah, hey, Big George. Man, we got another. One of my buddies called, and he's looking for Charlie Brown with an SS3 car. He's looking for some action down there, getting with it. He wanted to call. Get on that race.
He on a street car motor.
We're bringing a car, but it's a street car.
All right, well, we got a street Mustang in the camp that'll entertain that.
Huh?
We got a street Mustang in the camp that'll entertain that.
Okay. Well, hey, Charlie Brown, he will be down there.
Yeah. Looking for some action.
All right.
We're getting callers for y'all horses.
Okay. Do we have any more callers on the line?
Yeah.
I don't know why
you... Yes, we have one additional caller waiting to speak, and that's phone number 804-469. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Running Bear. I just my phone got cut off, and I was.
We cut everybody off, didn't we?
Yeah, sorry about that.
We were fucking mean. Can you hear me, Davey, on there?
Yeah.
How we sound, right?
That's me on call.
Huh?
That's it on new callers.
That's it for the callers? Okay.
Yes, that's it for new callers. Yes, sir.
All right. Well,
10 o'clock?
I guess. Huh? 51.
Yeah.
I
don't know
how
my fucking phone got cut off, though.
That guy didn't want no race, did he?
Then
he
called
about five
hey, hours. Hey, well, y'all guys talking in the background got to mute y'all phone. Everybody can hear your conversation, but y'all ain't talking to nobody.
Can you hear me?
Just
can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you can hear my conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry,
just,
bro.
Just mute your phone so we don't hear you.
All right, right on. Sorry about that.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hey, George.
What them boys scared of y'all session for? They scared
Hey, listen, George, you know what? When we used to street race, the way I look at it is like this, brother. You either got shakers or you got movers. And me, I sound like we got a lot of shakers to us. You know what I mean? You're the only mover I know on here.
Oh, yeah, they're a little shimmy. I ain't never heard nobody.
Them Virginia street cars talk all that. When we team up, they get quiet on us, like they were talking earlier. You know what I mean?
That's natural for them, man. That's natural for Virginia boys.
I think you're the only mover on here, bro.
Hey, George, I promise you something right now. You bring that car you got down to Virginia or to Maryland, and that Chevelle will give you a nasty thing you ain't never had.
Why don't you tell that to Willie then?
I'll be down at Colonial Beach Tuesday. You want to shake your car down on me? You can shake your car down on me.
Hey, that Chevelle can come on up here anytime it's ready.
Hey,
it sounds like to me he's too tied up and everything. He don't want to race.
That Chevelle's been racing all year.
That's all right. Well, he should have no problem. He wants to race
north.
He don't want to race two races. Race two. Hey, George. You ever seen a drum brake car weigh 3450? You ever seen a car run that fast? And that's
no,
three,
I ain't never seen one.
That's full body, ain't it? And them boys down there talking all that don't even want to come up and race nothing.
He ought to take that thing down to Miami Beach and race it.
Yeah, or race it with the Beach Boys.
He can lock that in.
Oh, my Lord. They don't know what street racing is.
Let me ask this question. Is Colonial Beach too far for y'all? I think that's
Colonial
about half. That's in the middle for both.
Is MIR too
close
for y'all?
Who?
MIR, that's in the middle.
I don't think MIR is too far for anybody.
Wait, hold up.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, the problem here is everybody can't talk at the same time, so... Two or more people talking at the same time, you don't hear nothing that's being said. What was the
substitute?
Hey,
Rick, this is Hollywood. Listen, we either got movers or we got shakers.
Wait a minute, Hollywood, hold up. My question to y'all is Colonial Beach too far for y'all to travel?
Yeah,
because that's in the middle for both of y'all.
To move down there, yeah.
Okay,
that's
now what
was
that's
the
question
right
you was
asking
about?
That was in our neighborhood. With the MIR, that's out of both our neighborhoods. That's neutral.
I mean,
MIR.
Well, like you don't want to race.
Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to race, then it really shouldn't matter where the track is. Yeah, you may want to have
Ditto.
The advantage
come
of having your home track. But
Ditto.
If you're going to talk the talk, you're going to have to be able to walk the walk too. So
I'm walking the walk. You called us out, you come to us then.
I gotta stay in the middle here.
Well, you want to stay in the middle? Let's go to MIR. Bring it to us. You called us out.
But y'all don't want to wait. Y'all don't want to wait. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to wait.
Oh, my God. Time you wait, we'd be dead.
We'd be dead
on the trailer for the season because it's too far in the season. Come on.
Hey,
we're going to run in 100-degree weather.
Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Hollywood. Hey, but he did say he would come up Capitol. When he run me, he would run y'all. I mean, that's
okay, what set it up. Set it up.
Look, man, when I get done all these little graduate next 3 weeks, I'll come to Capitol. I ain't scared. I'll come up there.
All right, ride on.
I'll have a problem with it.
And you got a race.
Tricky.
Okay. We don't need to talk no more.
Talk to you in 3 weeks then, brother. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Tricky race. Okay. Jesus, boy, y'all gonna give me a heart attack, man.
That's grudge racing.
My nerves.
Go ahead, Roger.
I want to say this. You take a certain part of the year, you take yourself, you take JC, the horseman, you know, Kenny or whatever. This is a busy time, you know, of the season, and they have a lot of, you know, you got a lot of races lined up. So this is the time where you have to be flexible when you want to race, because I can understand it's not no chump change that these guys are running for, and they got a lot of stuff on their mind. You know, they got a hectic schedule in front of him right now. So I understand where he's coming from, you know. And if somebody tells you that they will race, but you got to wait to this date. Well, if you can't wait to that date, you got to come outside of your box and meet them wherever you can meet them. You know what I'm saying? If their schedule is hectic like that, you know, because some people don't race a lot. Then you got people like Kenny. This guy's gonna be running shit for the next month every weekend. You know, so you got to have his head in the game, you know, and sometimes your schedule is hectic. I've invited you to stuff, and you couldn't make it because you got prior engagement. Well, if I want to run you bad enough, then I got to meet you at one of the engagements you got to go to then.
And I agree with that, exactly. But don't call somebody out when you ain't ready to, though, right?
He never called you out. The man that owns the car never called you out.
Well, the man who was somebody on his end of the town called out.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, but the man that owns the car never called you out. He just said
maybe he need to talk to one of his crew then, right?
Well, then that's what you address. But I know the man that owned the car did not call you out, but he will run you.
Get it done tomorrow night. Be done with it.
No,
right.
The man that owned the car did not call him out. I'm the one that did.
Exactly.
So maybe you shouldn't even
call
nobody out unless you talk to the guy with the
car. He's scared to race. He will race night or day. That's what he lives for. He lives to race. But he can't come up there at your back.
I wish I
lived.
Yeah, I got to pay bills.
You want the man to stop what he's doing, come on up there just to run you.
But then you shouldn't have called nobody out then, because when you call us out up there in Maryland, we're ready to roll the same night or day.
Well, how much are we doing this race for? Let's go ahead and do this. How much are we doing this for?
What do you want to run for?
You tell
we're
me.
We're going to let him pick what he wants to run it for, because I don't want him to say we're trying to buy a race, so whatever he says.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get you in there. Let's see if let's make it attractive. What do you want to run for, Welfare Willie?
What do you want to run for?
It don't matter to me. The sky's the limit.
I don't care. 2,000?
How much?
I mean, 2,000? That ought to be worth you taking your time out to meet me in MIR.
Woo, that sounds like a capital race there.
Tomorrow night. Man, that call out was like about 2 months ago, and that guy Hollywood is running his mouth tonight. I mean,
let me tell you something. I can't get a race.
So if you're the only one that I'm going to have coming up here.
Well, for Willis, this is the point that I'm trying to make. Okay, let's say this, man. I'm just saying hypothetically.
I can't believe you that bad. Everybody's scared to run you all them fast-ass small-time cars around now.
Let's say this man got $3,000 races lined up for the next 3 weeks. Who would stop doing what they're doing to get their car ready for a $5,000 race to come make $2,000?
Because I really don't think he's got any races lined up, to be honest with you.
Well, you need to get on the internet, man. Look at some of your flyers. He got racing.
Yeah, look at all the flyers coming up.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, everybody stop for a second and let me say something. This guy is claiming he's got a Chevelle and he's making – I can't get a race in this unless I race a pro mod like Wicked Bird or something like that. He's claiming he's got a street car. He's full of shit. He ain't got no race.
I'm from Virginia
like
Motorsports, July 6th, and we
he ain't
see you
got
back
no race.
Head,
he's
so.
Full of shit because I ain't got any up here.
Hey, will you stop crying so much?
Man,
they come to Virginia Motorsport Park, you we can get a race.
I'm going to come down to Miami and
say,
I'm
going to
come down to Miami. Me coming to Colonial Beach, I might as well ride to Miami Beach.
I think you're going to get loud about this.
He's trying to be a talk show gangster. He's not, in his defense, he's not a phone gangster. The man do race, he will race. As you can see, he won a race. But at times, it's conflicted. So unless, I mean, we just really sitting here wasting a bunch of time, even though the argument, the city is entertaining. But we racing a lot of time because ain't nobody agreeing on nothing or setting up no particular date.
Yeah, he wants us to come to him. He wants us to do this. He wants us to do that. And he don't want to call us out.
I just said I would come to Capitol when I'm done in a couple, in about 3 or 4 weeks.
And I said, let's not talk about it no more. Let it rock.
I thought you were done talking. I don't know why the fuck you still talking.
All right, done deal. See ya. See you in 3 weeks.
Thank you.
Willie, call it a night.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
Hey, Rick.
Not yet.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Big George, man. That's just a controversy that half a race takes place. That goes on all the time with grudge racing.
Oh,
grudge, this is how it goes. I mean, if somebody thinks they have advantage and they had the time to do it, that's what's going on. When a man calls a man should be able to adapt any way it goes. Even down there or up there.
Yeah, I understand I'm not new to the game. I understand all that.
Okay, but let me explain.
That's what I was trying to explain to him, that if he's going to race, then it shouldn't matter, if it's going to be at Capitol or MIR, Colonial Beach, or Dinwiddie. You can adapt to that and go to wherever that race is. Just like Roger said, if it's not in your time frame of when you want to run, y'all get somewhere else and run.
This show is for grudge racing. So I'm not gonna take a welfare Willie side, or I'm gonna take Kenny Beach's side, but that tension in the air, it's not gonna start confusing it. I mean, it don't make no difference if you run it for 2,000 or 10,000. I mean, all money still counts if it's post stated. So that's just the excuse. I mean, the man say he won't run for 2,000, I don't care if he got $5,000 races lined up. He's still testing. He just said he's testing Tuesday. So, I mean, he making an excuse, too. So, I mean, don't give him like he the victim. He not. I mean, Welfare Willie calling out for tomorrow, and he said he's going to be testing Tuesday. He said he'll try me Tuesday, but he'll make an excuse. He got $3,000 races. That's bullshit, man. He's not a grudge racer.
George, I didn't say I was testing on Tuesday. You said you were going to be down there Tuesday.
I want me. Come on, man.
I asked you to find out whether it was a night race or not. I said I need to test my car a couple passes. You got to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay,
ain't nobody being no fake-ass racer. I done raced a lot of races.
Everybody on here need to fucking listen, or I'm going to cut this shit off, and it's already over time. What I'm trying to say to y'all is I'm not taking nobody goddamn side, but as he said, y'all need to listen to what the hell he said. If he's saying he's going to run you on Tuesday, all right, cool. If he was coming to Capitol on Tuesday, then Welfare Willie and them can come wherever he was going to be at Tuesday. That's all I'm saying. They ain't got to wait till he come to Capitol. If he say he want to run in Maryland, all right, they don't want to wait 3 weeks. So in the meantime, if they can agree on a date and a place to race, then go there and do the race if you want to race. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I'm determined.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not disputing that, but still, somebody said he clocked to run this and run that. Friday's the open date.
What you gonna do if the man say he not coming here tomorrow to run?
Okay, wait.
There's nothing you can do about it. You beat the dead horse there with that.
Okay. I'm not coming to run, George. I got my Camaro sitting here in pieces right now. I'm putting together for Saturday.
For entertainment purposes, yes, this shit is good. It's wonderful. But it ain't going no fucking way. So we ain't doing nothing but wasting time. Keep repeating the same shit over and over and over and over.
Okay, well, you so, I mean, I got them on the large keys, right? So, I mean, I'm not tripping off of them. So,
if Wef and Willie and Hollywood don't want to go to Colonial Beach at Larry T's race, then they got to wait till August 4th to go to the Buzz Creek. He said, okay, fine. We'll see you in 3 weeks. That's cool. That's the end of that conversation. I mean, it's no more to keep going back and forth about it because it ain't going nowhere.
You going to be at Larry T's race on Tuesday?
Do what now?
Is you going to be there at Larry T's race Tuesday?
Where is it at?
Down Colonial Beach.
Is it a night race? That's what I asked you, George. Is it a night race? I have to work.
Okay, well, I'll call John White and I'll find out.
Remember, you told me that an hour ago you was going to call John and let me know. And you trying to say I'm going to lock something in for Tuesday.
Do you want to lock
now,
it? I don't really know.
Is that this Tuesday?
It's the third.
Okay.
I like I said, kid, I don't know that. I didn't get all this. It slipped my mind to get it from him, but.
That's what I said, George. I'm saying I'm not coming down there. I said, check, if it's a night race and I had to work too late, I'll come down there because I do need to make a couple shakedowns with my car. But I'm focused on, I got a big race down there on the 13th the following week. But I don't have a problem. I'll come down there. You just got to let me know if it's a night race. And if it's during the day, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Okay, I'm going to call John. When I talk to Lauren tomorrow, I call John and we'll go from there. How about that?
Yeah, ain't no problem with that. If you're supposed to run me on the 13th anyway, right? We got locked in on the 13th.
No, we didn't lock. We locked in for Bill Tawson race the 29th. Whenever Bill Tawson race is, I'm not coming down there on that race the 13th and 14th. I'm not even.
I thought you said you come. You come down Friday night to the beach.
Huh?
I thought you said on last week. So you come down Friday night on to the beach.
I'm not going to run on them two-day races. I told you that.
All right, what's this other race you're talking about? Did you want, where is it at, Capitol?
Yeah, it's a girls race that they have on Capitol, Bill Thompson. That's what I told you. We agreed to race that. I told y'all.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. We can still keep that race. The 29th, you say? Is that a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
I think it's a Saturday race.
Motherfucker, where you know?
The 29th for this month or next month?
Sunday race.
It's a Sunday race, yeah, okay, all right.
29th for what month? This month? Next month? What?
Next month.
Okay, 29th of July. Yes, that's a Sunday.
Okay, that's when Bill Tawson had that race, right? The all girls racing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, George. The Chevelle will be there on the 29th for Hollywood and whatever this welfare will is. It'll be there on the 29th. They ain't got to wait for 3 weeks.
I'm not getting in there no more. I know I'm going to run you. That's all. But
29th. Me and you already locked in for the 29th. The Chevelle will be there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call John tomorrow and let you know what time the beach open on the 3rd.
Yeah, let me know.
All right. Hey, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Rick.
Yes.
Hey, Capitol's having Ultra Street on July 14th. They're having a 10-5 race on the 19th and 20th of July, and they're having a grudge fest on the 29th of July. That's a Sunday.
Okay.
I know because I'm putting all the flyers together now.
Okay. All right, well, there you have it.
I'm going to get in touch with you as soon as I see you because I want to get some names on these flyers.
Okay. That'll work. So,
hey, George.
Hey,
George.
Yeah.
Hey, you make sure that I'm locked in with that Chevelle.
You said you were locking with that Chevelle? Who did?
I said, you make sure I lock into it because he didn't want to lock in with me. He's just talking to you. It don't sound like he's talking to me.
Man, right, well, I ain't even seen your car. You want to lock it in? You want to lock in 2000 for that night?
Yeah, I want to lock in with that.
I ain't even seen your car. I will lock it in. Put 500 on 2000.
For 500 on 2000? That's
yeah,
fine.
You got it. You gonna keep talking now or what?
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, I'm still talking. I'll lock it in tonight. We'll do it for 2,000. It don't matter to me.
Lock it in then. Lock it in. It's done. Lock it in. 500 on 2,000. I'll be at Capitol on the 29th.
All right, we'll bring the Chevelle on the 29th, and we got it.
I'm going to bring it.
I'd like you to bring it a little sooner. I'd like you to bring it sooner than later. But if I got to wait to the 29th, I'll wait.
Hey, man, stop talking, please.
Times are tough, but I'll wait. I'll wait for you to come on the 29th.
Shame you got nobody that wants to run you all them fast, small tire cars. You must be like a pro model or something. You must be running 420s, 460s or something. Must be flying. Stock GM head.
I guess I'll have to run you, won't I?
No, my shit's slow. I got a street car. I do got a race car, though. Well, you that fast.
I tell you what, when we're done with the street car thing, we'll do the race car thing, too. Just make sure it's got a 10-inch tire on it. That's all I ask.
I ain't got no 10-inch tire.
Well, what do you got on it then?
You got 6 feet on it.
17-inch tire.
I don't care what you got on at this point. You just bring it.
I got two slow cars is what I got.
You must, because you got all these races. I tell you what, when you got a slow car, you can get a race.
My car, if it's full, wants to run.
So, if you got a 2x8, it's that.
Oh, yeah. All right, people. Well, look here. The gauntlet has been passed down to me. They say we out of time. I appreciate everybody calling in. It's been one hell of a night on the second half.
was all that pussy there.
Yeah, yeah. So we gonna get on down to Capitol tomorrow and spectate. And George might be doing some action down there. And whoever else was racing tomorrow. And I'll be up 75 and 80 Saturday for the Run With You Brung. And it's going to be racing all weekend long. We're going to get back on here Thursday and get the race report and talk some more smack and get in preparation to come to Virginia and gang up on these fast boys down there. And until then, y'all enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And thank you, everybody. Oh, yeah, I got the Grudge Inc. magazine, so... tomorrow, if anybody's at the track tomorrow, come see me. I have the magazines in my truck. If you're at the racetrack Saturday, come to my trailer. I have the magazines at the trailer. And let's do it. Thank y'all for calling. Appreciate Grudge Inc., Mick, Jay Barnes, my sponsors. I got to shout them out because they helped me this week. Sam McCall Racing Engines and Ram Motorsports. Appreciate y'all. And the Maryland boys coming to Virginia next week with our roofies to date rape some of y'all Virginia boys.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation.